Hello and welcome to the Big Picture Podcast. My name is Bidemio Logunde. This podcast presents interesting cybersecurity topics, news and events, and how they affect us and influence our decisions, thoughts, opinions, and lifestyle choices on a daily basis, as well as how they all fit into the bigger picture of online security in this digital age. Today on the show, I'll be presenting an insider threat incident where the hacker, a former employee, was fired based on a bad performance review. He returned to his country, India, and then conducted a destructive hack against his former employer's client from India. He was eventually arrested by the FBI after 2 years and 5 months. So thanks for joining us. Let's get to it. So I'm going to start the show with the story of Deepanshu Kher. That's his name. He's 32 years old. Deepanshu attended high school in India at Somerville High School from 1997 to 2006. After high school, he studied electronics and telecommunications at Pune Institute of Computer Technology, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Engineering degree in 2010. From August 2011 to August 2014, he was employed by Microsoft in India, where he worked on client projects for Microsoft products such as Office 365, Active Directory Federation Services, synchronization agents such as the Microsoft Identity Integration Server 2003, Identity Lifecycle Manager 2007, Forefront Identity Manager 2010, and Microsoft Directory Synchronization Tool. He also conducted hybrid deployment operations between the on-premises and online versions of Microsoft Exchange. In the fall of 2014, he left his job at Microsoft in India to begin a master's degree program in electrical engineering and computer science at the University of Toledo in Toledo, Ohio. He graduated in December 2015 from the University of Toledo with a GPA of 3.9 out of a possible 4.0. In March 2016, about 3 months after he graduated from the University of Toledo, he got a job at SADA Systems, S-A-D-A, in North Hollywood, California, as a senior consultant, where he was tasked with deploying Microsoft Enterprise tools and systems for SADA's clients and also assisting those clients with migrating to Microsoft Office 365. So this incident that I'm about to describe happened while Deepanshu was at SADA Systems. So in 2017, a company located in Carlsbad, California, hired SADA Systems to assist with its migration to the Microsoft Office 365 environment. Carlsbad is a small city about 35 miles north of San Diego, and for privacy reasons, the name of this company has not been officially disclosed, not even in court documents. So SADA Systems sent Deepanshu to the company's headquarters in Carlsbad, about 100 miles south of North Hollywood, to assist with that project. Soon after its arrival in Carlsbad, the company became dissatisfied with Deepanshu's work, which they expressed to SADA Systems in clear terms. So based on that negative performance review, SADA Systems pulled Deepanshu off that Carlsbad project in January of 2018. And interestingly, they went ahead and fired Deepanshu a few months later on Friday, May 4th, 2018. So Deepanshu returned to India in June 2018, a few weeks after he was fired. And on Wednesday, August 8, 2018, 3 months after he got back to India, as a revenge action, he hacked into that Southern California company's servers and deleted more than 1,200 of its 1,500 Microsoft Office 365 user accounts, an attack that affected the bulk of the company's employees and completely shut down the company for at least 2 days. So a little bit of further explanation here. Dipanshu was put on a project in late 2017 to install Microsoft Office 365 Enterprise Edition on a company's network. The company is located in Southern California. So because he worked on that project, he was basically the project manager for that project. But because the company, that Southern California company, was not satisfied with his job, so they told his parent company, SADA Systems, that we don't like the work this guy did for us. It's not part of our agreement, this and that. So the SADA Systems recalled him and then fired him about 3 months after that recall. So it's safe to assume that, of course, Dipanshu would have access to all the Microsoft 365 accounts, and because he basically set those accounts up. And when he got back to India in June of 2018, 3 months after that, he basically hacked into the computer systems of the company he installed enterprise software for, and then deleted almost all the accounts he created. 1,200 out of 1,500 accounts were deleted. According to the Southern California company, that revenge attack created issues that have persisted to this day, almost 3 years after. The company's vice president of information technology said that the impact of that attack was felt both inside and outside the company. Employees' accounts were deleted. They could not access their emails, contact lists, meeting calendars, documents, corporate directories, video and audio conference calls, and the virtual environments that were necessary for them to do their jobs. Outside of the company, their customers, vendors, and consumers could not reach the company's employees and vice versa. No one knew when the incident would be resolved for sure, and the company kept on losing money daily as they couldn't take or fill orders from their customers. As a result of Dipanshu's hack, the company had to deal with a deluge of IT problems for more than 3 months after the hack. So the hack happened on August 8, 2018, and up until November of 2018, this Southern California company was still dealing with the consequences, the results of Dipanshu's hack. So they ended up spending over $567,000 to fix the issues and problems that Dipanshu created. Meanwhile, after hacking into the Southern California company in August 2018, Dipanshu either thought the hack wouldn't be traced back to him, or if he thought it could be traced back to him, he probably assumed that there would be no way that company would arrest him since he was already back in India. In December of 2018, Dipanshu got a consultancy job with Dimension Data in Gurgaon, a company located about 19 miles southwest of India's capital, New Delhi. So he spent about 7 months at Dimension Data, and then in July of 2019, he moved to a more senior position as a senior manager slash director at Genpact, also in the New Delhi area. Genpact is a bigger company. He got a bigger role, a more senior role, and he moved to that job in July of 2019. So 5 months into that new role at Genpact, in December of 2019, Dipanshu applied for and was granted a U.S. visa to visit his brother, who works as an engineer in New York. So due to logistics and mostly the pandemic that shut down international travel for the most part of 2020, Dipanshu could not make the trip until over a year later. So on Monday, January 11th, 2021, Dipanshu eventually made the trip to visit his brother in New York from India, and then he was taken into custody as soon as he got off the plane, unaware that there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, was able to identify, arrest, and prosecute Dipanshu Kher 2 years and 5 months after his criminal offense, and also despite the fact that he committed the hack while outside the U.S. He pleaded guilty to one count of intentional damage to a protected computer. The maximum penalty for that charge is 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So on Monday, March 22nd, 2021, that's 2 days ago, the U.S. District Court Judge Marilyn L. Hough sentenced Dipanshu to 2 years in federal prison for hacking into the Southern California company and wreaking havoc on the business back in August 2018 in retaliation for being fired 3 months prior. The judge noted that Dipanshu perpetrated a significant and sophisticated attack on the company, an attack that was planned and clearly intended as revenge. He was also ordered to pay back $567,084 in restitution to the Southern California company to cover the costs associated with fixing the issues caused by the revenge hack. After the 2-year prison term, Dipanshu will be placed on 3 years of supervised release. So this case shows the commitment, expertise, and the reach of the FBI in working cyber intrusion cases. The FBI encourages companies to develop a relationship with them and as well as local law enforcement agencies prior to a cybersecurity incident, and that the FBI and that those companies should incorporate the FBI into both existing and future incident response plans. In this case, the swift notification of the Southern California company and their subsequent cooperation with the FBI contributed greatly to the successful outcome of the incident. So the takeaway for companies here is to conduct due diligence, not just during the hiring process, but also during the offboarding process. It is highly possible that Dipanshu maintained access to some of his clients' networks and devices well after he was fired, which he then used to facilitate the hack against the Southern California company. Also, a well-done exit interview could have provided clues into Dipanshu's state of mind in terms of how the employment termination was playing out for him, in terms of how much impact the negative performance review was having on his mental state and so on. But all of that would then be encroaching into the tricky realm of subjective assessment. So that's all I have for today's episode of The Big Picture. The episode is produced, edited, and audio engineered by yours truly, Idemi Ologunde. Please join us again next time as we continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity topics, news, and events, and how they can be applied to our daily lives for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness. Make sure you subscribe to The Big Picture on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Please share the show with everyone you think might benefit from it. And for questions, comments, or any suggestions on what topics you would like to hear about on future episodes, please send an email to bidemi@thebidpicture.com. That's B-I-D-E-M-I at thebidpicture.com. Thank you for your time. God bless, and talk to you next time.